the 29th day of the blessed month of Berumhet, the commemoration of the life-giving Annunciation. It is on this day that the Church commemorates the Annunciation of the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ to the Virgin Saint Mary. The word Annunciation means announcement, and God sent the Archangel Gabriel to the young Virgin Mary to announce to her that God had chosen her for something wonderful. According to the first chapter of the Gospel of Luke, God sent the angel Gabriel to the city of Nazareth to a young girl named Mary. Mary was betrothed or engaged to a man named Joseph. The Archangel Gabriel came to her and said, "Hail, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But young Mary was surprised at the presence of the angel and wondered why the angel had come to her. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. The Lord knew that Mary was pure, not only in body, but also in her heart and mind. And God knew that she would accept the role he was about to give her with grace and love that would last through the ages." The archangel continued, "And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom there will be no end." One can only imagine how young Saint Mary felt at having an angel from God standing before her, hearing such words sent to her from the Lord. Ever meek, ever humble, ever pure, Saint Mary was surprised at the angel talking about the son that she would have. She was already in a year-long betrothal to the much older Joseph, and marriage was still a long time away. And Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no husband?" The Archangel Gabriel told her something that was even more wondrous. "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God." Saint Mary was to become the most important, beloved woman in history. She was about to become the Theotokos, the mother of Jesus Christ, the Lord God incarnate. The angel went on to tell her that her kinswoman, Elizabeth, who had thought to be unable to have children, had also conceived a child. For with God, nothing will be impossible. Saint Mary did not think about the possibilities of future glories, of having a son that the angel had said would be the Son of God and rule over an endless kingdom. Saint Mary thought only of the Lord God, and would obey whatever he asked of her. And Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaiden of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. When Mary accepted this divine annunciation, the Holy Spirit came upon her, and the power of the Most High overshadowed her, and Jesus Christ was conceived. God the Eternal, in perfect union with the humanity he had created, experiencing humanity from the moment of conception. This day of Annunciation is then the first of all feasts for the Lord Jesus Christ, and it is a feast for the Virgin Saint Mary, for it was the beginning of the salvation of the world. We ask our God and Savior graciously to forgive our transgressions and excuse our sins. Amen. Also, on this day, the Church commemorates the day of the Holy Resurrection of Jesus Christ that occurred in the year 34 AD. This was the year that Jesus was crucified and resurrected, and it is this particular day on which the resurrection occurred and the salvation of mankind was completed. For when our Lord completed his work upon earth, he suffered of his own free will upon the cross, allowing his body to die and be put into a tomb. The crucifixion was the first day of his death, which is commemorated on the 27th of Barumhat, the anniversary of the date on which he was actually crucified. And then the second day passed, and before the sunrise of the third day, Jesus rose bodily from the dead. In the Gospel of Matthew, we are told how an angel rolled back the great stone that sealed the tomb of Jesus and told Mary Magdalene and the other women that Jesus was not in the tomb, that he had risen as he said he would, as told in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28, verses 1 through 6. The Gospel of Luke tells us the women were greeted by two angels at the empty tomb, who said to them, "Why do you seek the living among the dead?" This is told in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, verse 5. By all accounts, it was St. Mary Magdalene to whom Jesus first revealed himself after his resurrection, as told in the Gospel of John and also in the Gospel of Mark. He later reveals himself that day to two disciples who were walking along the road to Emmaus, and then makes several appearances over the next few days. At one point, when the resurrected Jesus appears to his disciples, St. Thomas is so surprised that his doubt causes him to touch the wounds still visible on the body of Jesus, as told in the Gospel of John, chapter 20, verses 24 through 29. As the holiest day of the year, when Jesus Christ revealed that he was indeed the Son of God and was master of life and death, we commemorate this day of resurrection on the anniversary of the date that God gave salvation and eternal life to all those who would believe. And then the church also commemorates on a movable day the feast of the resurrection, which changes from year to year. And we ask God, according to his great mercy and his compassion, that he may grant us forgiveness of our sins. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.